We're going to start today with something a little different. Well, actually, it's a severe form of mental illness. It occurs after having a baby, and it can happen out of the blue to women. All sorts of women. Doesn't matter. It doesn't argue about who it affects, this condition. It's called postpartum psychosis. And last year it was highlighted, do you remember this, in EastEnders, when Stacey Branning was diagnosed with the condition shortly after giving birth to her son Arthur. Here's a clip.
I'm sorry, I tried to be a good mum. I tried to be brave. Please forgive me. Arthur!
Mr. Fowler, my colleagues and I all agree Stacey is very unwell at the moment and needs to be in hospital. As she's not agreeing to voluntary admission, I'm afraid we have to section her. I know this is difficult, but she really does need our help right now.
You'll remember that. If you're a fan of EastEnders, if you followed that particular storyline, it was quite harrowing. The illness can be frightening and shocking for both women experiencing it and their families, but it is treatable. Hannah Bissett had postpartum psychosis with her first baby. She now works for the charity Action On Postpartum Psychosis. She's a peer supporter. She's bravely decided to come on to the show today and tell us her story, for which we thank her very much. She's on the line now. Hello, Hannah.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Thanks for coming on. Could you outline what happened to you for us, please?
Yeah, well, in 2009, after I had my first child, I had an episode of postpartum psychosis. I hadn't had any other mental health problems in the past or through my pregnancy, very straightforward pregnancy, but I had quite a difficult birth. And when I got home, things continued to be quite sort of challenging, really. I thought it was just what happened when you had a baby, that things were always this hard and that you don't sleep and that you feel a bit weird. But I was becoming really, really unwell. So, yeah, it hit me nearly 8 years ago now.
When you say you were becoming really, really unwell, how did it happen for you? What sort of things went on?
Well, my worst sort of symptom, if you like, was that I did not sleep at all. And again, people say you don't sleep when you have a baby, but I literally could not even have 5 minutes sleep. I would pace the house at night, and then I would start to see things, to hear things, to believe unusual things about myself, about my baby, that there was something terribly wrong and that perhaps I'd caused it.
Do you mind telling me what sort of things?
Again, just kind of new mum worries in a way that something was wrong, that I wasn't doing things right, that something terrible would happen to us all, that just stupid things, really, that I wasn't good enough to do this, that I couldn't do it, and that something would really terrible happen to us all. And it was, like I say, I somehow believed that was all my fault, really irrational belief.
Yeah. What was the worst moment for you? Can you take us to that?
Well, my midwife, who visited me at home, was very good in sort of picking up that I wasn't coping, really, that I wasn't very well. And I had a series of appointments with GPs. I saw a psychiatrist. But there was no kind of single moment.
No.
I often think back to a time when I thought the safest thing for my baby, because I thought there were dead birds in the house, was that we go and sit out in the garden. And this was kind of autumn time, and it was cold. And I sat in the garden with him wrapped in a really thin blanket. Probably the absolute lowest point for us all as a family was when I was, like Stacey, I was sectioned. I believed that there was nothing wrong with me and that everybody else had a problem. I didn't have a problem. So, like Stacey, I was sectioned to a general mental health ward and separated from my baby.
Were you frightened by that?
I have to say, at that point, because I'd started losing grip on reality, and I actually don't remember that time. My husband remembers it. He was there with me. He took me to hospital. I don't remember. I spent 2 weeks on a general ward, which by all accounts were horrific for everybody. I was really severely unwell, and I'm actually quite grateful now that my brain has blocked out those 2 weeks of my life.
Yes. Must have been awful for your family and your husband to see you going through that, through no fault of yours, by the way, Hannah.
No, absolutely. And I think he was really worried, traumatised by the whole thing as well. He had our son to look after on his own. He'd taken me to hospital and he wasn't sure what was going on, whether I would ever be the same, whether I would ever come home again. So, yeah, for him, absolutely horrific.
Okay. Take me to the turning point. When did it start to change?
Well, after those first two horrible weeks, I then went to a different hospital and they found the right treatment. I started to come round, as it were. And after another couple of weeks, I was moved into their mother and baby unit. So I was reunited with my son, which for me was a massive thing. He wasn't there for these few weeks. And the bits that I do remember, because he wasn't there, I thought that somehow, again, that was my fault, that I'd caused something terrible to happen to him and maybe he'd died. So I was reunited with him. And for me, that was a glimmer that things were going to get better, that I was going to get back to being me again, being a mum again, and we would be a family together again.
And are you completely cured of this condition now? Is cured even the right word?
Yeah. I spent altogether 3 months as an inpatient in hospital, which is not unusual for PP, postpartum psychosis. I went home and I'd say the road to recovery was quite a long one. It was quite difficult. It's coming to terms as much as possible with a huge, obviously having a baby is a huge life-changing event, but a serious mental illness is just a very shocking thing to go through as well. But absolutely, I feel the now recovered. I don't have any other mental health diagnosis. I had the second baby in 2013 and remained
Well done. Congratulations.
Yeah. Life is good.
And your first baby is just as well as ever he could be.
Yeah, and he doesn't remember those early days.
No, of course not.
You know, we have an amazing bond. He knows a little bit of that we lived in hospital for a bit because I was unwell, but actually he's completely unaffected. He's a lovely, nearly eight-year-old boy now.
I said before that this condition doesn't care who it affects. It can affect anybody. But what are the signs families should look out for if they think that someone close to them may be suffering?
It's quite difficult because I'd say it's about knowing what is normal for a mum.
Yeah.
Certainly your emotions can be very up and down after having a baby. We know about baby blues, postnatal depression a lot as a sort of wider society. I'd say we don't know about postpartum psychosis. I certainly didn't and my family didn't.
No.
So I'd say it's about people maybe educating themselves that this can happen. I know it's a scary thought, but looking for that out-of-character behaviour, those absolute wild mood swings, and for me personally, a lot of denial about anything, and really just talking to your health professionals, trying to get that mum to open up and accept help, really. It is a psychiatric emergency. It's about as close as it gets to in the world is mental health. So definitely look out for your mums, for your partners, for your family members, and just be there for them.
Before you go, you work for this charity Action on Postpartum Psychosis. Does that help you? This is the first part of the question. Does that help you supporting other mums because you've been through it and you can help them? And also, overall, is there enough support for mums like that who are suffering?
I'd say absolutely it's helped me, yes. I started volunteering with the charity back in 2012 as a peer support volunteer. And we offer online and email support to mums and families who have been through this illness, perhaps coming out of the very acute stage and that longer road to recovery. It's certainly helped me. I've been in post now as a peer support coordinator since April, and I think it's an absolutely invaluable service that we can offer. You can have the best friends, family, professional support. But I still remember the day when I met other people who'd had this illness because I'd never met anybody before. And I felt really isolated. So that hope, that shared experience, it is a very treatable, very recoverable illness. And to answer the second part of your question, it's such a postcode lottery, so no, not every woman does have access to the right kind of support. I certainly know the area of the country I live in, there is no perinatal mental health service. Mother and baby units are far between. I was lucky to find one only about 30 miles